And you'd like to read along? The title, I don't like title my lessons because they're not mine. They come from God. But if I was to put a title on it, it'd be In the Name of Jesus Christ. In Acts, third chapter, starting with the first verse, and it'd be the heading would be A Lame Man Healed. I'd just like to have your attention just for a little while. And if you won't read along with me, I'll probably read through the 11th verse. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. The Jewish started their day around 6 o'clock in the morning, so the ninth hour would be 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And they went into the temple, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms of them that entered into the temple. I'd like to stop right here just for a minute. This man was placed there and he would beg because he was crippled. I'd like to just give y'all maybe an illustration. If we came to Mount Calvary year after year, and there was a man in this day and time that we live in, he'd probably be in a wheelchair or a hover round, but he was sitting outside our door and he was asking for money. We would probably help him as we go along. But one day, we look up and that man comes walking down the aisle. What would we think? Some of us would say, well, that man has been able to walk all this time. And others would think, it's a miracle from God. Far as the healing of Peter and John, what they did here, that was laid down when John the Revelator died on the Isle of Patmos. That was a special gift that was given to only the apostles. And the reason that it was given to them, because they didn't have all the scriptures like we have in order to help them. So they had to have something that they could do to get the people's attention and illustrations. But if you believe that a gift of the miracle of healing is God, it's not.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, all things are possible.
Amen.
It's true. I had lung cancer. And I didn't know if I was going to live or die. But when I found out, I prayed. And I said, Lord, if I'm going to become a vegetable and somebody has to take care of me, then take me on out of this world right now. Because I don't want to be a burden on anybody. And he seen fit to spare my life. And he healed my body. I had the best doctors that money can buy. You know, the Lord gives us enough sense that we need to use it sometimes. When you have an ailment or a ailment, get the very best. It doesn't cost any more. But I owe all of my healing to the Lord.
Amen.
Just like Jim said, there has been many that was diagnosed with lung cancer around the same time that I was. And they have gone on. Why the Lord seemed to spare me, I guess he had a work for me. If he didn't have, he would have took me on. But if you think the miracle of healing is gone, let me tell you tonight, it's not.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, every time you see a soul rise up off of this altar with that smile on her face and tells about what the Lord has done for them, brothers and sisters, that's a miracle.
Amen.
And let me tell you, when you go to a baby and there's a beautiful new baby laying in that little seat that you put them in that's just been born, is that not a miracle?
Amen.
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 Miracles happen every day.
Amen.
If the Lord has to move a mountain to get your attention, then you've got a problem. Because there's enough stuff in this Bible right here. If you would just read it and read it, get saved and then read it, and then you can understand it. Let's get on with some more of this. The third verse. Who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple ask of alms? And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. He received something, but he didn't receive what he thought he was going to get. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." I don't have near enough silver and gold to give anybody that would help them much. I know when people come through that back door back there and they're asking for us to help. All of them got a story. We don't know if it's true or not. But brothers and sisters, it don't make any difference. You know what? If we feel like the Lord wants us to give, we need to give. And then what they do with it is between them and the Lord.
Amen.
But I tell you one thing. If they continue to do that, the Lord is going to give them. You don't get away with anything when you're trying to fool the Lord. The Lord knows exactly everything that we do.
Amen.
He knows our hearts. He knows our intentions. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles, bones received strength. Now I'm going to tell you, when Jesus performed a miracle, when he walked here on this earth, he fixed the outside, but he also fixed the inside.
Amen.
But now this was Peter and John.
Amen.
Now they didn't have wasn't able to save this man. And that was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's still Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the only one that can save a soul.
Amen.
If you're here and lost, you need to pray to Jesus Christ, because he is the only one that can place that peace in your heart.
Amen.
Lift you up off of that altar and put that peace in your heart, and it'll give you the assurance of when your this life is over that you will live with him in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
But Peter and John had authority to lift him up. And he leaped up, stood, and walked, and entered with them to the temple, and walked, leaping, and praising God. Evidently, he'd heard enough gospel. I don't know if he'd gotten saved before, or if he'd went to the altar to pray at this time, but he was praising God at this time. He knew about God. That's what we need to do. We need to tell the world about God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm not afraid to ask somebody to come to our church. I've never been afraid to walk up to somebody and talk to them about their salvation.
Amen.
You know, they might get upset. They might get mad, and they might ask us to leave. But they might take heed and come and seek the Lord. I'm glad that somebody loved me enough that they asked me
Amen.
To come to church.
Amen.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed led Peter and John, all the people ran together into them in the porch that is called Solomon's, and greatly wondering. What happened right here? Peter saw an opportunity.
Amen.
You know, the Lord gives us opportunities if we'll ask Him to. If we don't never say, Lord, help me to be a help to somebody, then He probably won't. But if we'll ask the Lord to give us an opportunity, He'll give us more.
Amen.
And you know, when we see somebody that we can tell about Jesus, the Lord provides an opportunity. It's too important to walk away.
Amen.
Please don't walk away. Try to explain this great love and about this salvation that the Lord has placed in our hearts.
Amen.
And Peter appealed to these Jews to repent. And Peter said, this same Jesus that you and your rulers crucified did this. See, they was giving Jesus the honor and the glory.
Amen.
That's what we should do.
Amen.
We should always give Jesus the honor and glory. Because I, standing up here in front of you tonight, I am nothing but a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
I don't claim to be anything. I just try to say a few words for the Lord because He called me to.
Lord help.
And that's the only reason.
Amen.
I'd much rather stand up here and try to lead a song or try to tell people about Jesus that way than to stand up here and preach. But for some reason, the Lord wanted me to preach. And that's what I try to do. Every opportunity that I get. And this is what Peter did. And now, brethren, I want that thou, through ignorance, you did this, and also your rulers. What'd they do? They hung Jesus.
Amen.
On that old cruel cross. And He hung between the heavens and earth.
Amen.
And they done it ignorantly. They didn't realize what they had done until it already happened. Don't we do things like that sometimes? We don't realize until it's already happened.
Amen.
But Jesus loved these people too. Every one of us is just as guilty as that Roman soldier that laid Jesus' hands on that cross.
Amen.
And nailed them spikes in His hands and in His feet. We're just as guilty as the one that took the sword and split His side.
Amen.
We're just as guilty as the ones that mocked Him. The ones that He asked for drink and they give Him vinegar. They hung a crown of thorns on His head and they didn't lay it on there gently. They pushed it down. Yeah, Jesus shed His blood, but He shed much blood.
Amen.
He was beaten. He bled in many different places. And he knew in order for the plan of salvation to be complete, he had to go through this. In his flesh, he asked the Lord, said, "Lord, let this cup pass from me." But if the Lord had let it pass, there would have been no hope for mankind.
Amen.
Jesus went to the cross. He died, my sisters, for you and for me.
Amen.
He wants everybody to be saved.
Amen.
Will they? No. Jen was looking through the 20th Century Baptist the other day, and it amazed me the different denominations, the things that they wrote in there about the Baptist people. They could see what they were and what the difference was, but yet they chose to be something else. Why? Because people prefer darkness other than light.
Amen.
They want to choose the easy way. They want to come down the aisle and they want to quote a prayer, or they want to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Brothers and sisters, they don't have the right to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Jesus has to accept them.
Amen. Amen.
But they want to come down and they want a simple way. Well, it is simple. Mankind is complicated.
Amen.
It is simple. Hear the gospel. Let that condemnation set up in your heart. Make an altar and pray till that leaves you and that peace comes into your heart.
Amen.
It is simple. But people don't want to make an offer. They don't want to cry. They don't want to humble themselves.
Amen.
They want a simple, simple way. If they only realize just how simple salvation
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
Peter saw an opportunity here. And I don't have it in this Bible, but in one of my other Bibles, the commentary said there was over 500 people saved because of this one event here. No, we can't. I can't. Taylor can't. Any other preacher can't lay his hands on somebody and heal them. The only thing we can do is just preach to them.
Amen.
And warn them about their soul. Warn the lost at any cost. Preach to them about in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's all it's all about.
Amen.
It's not about us. I'm nothing but a sinner saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
I was a sinner when I went down. And I was a sinner when I come back up. I was just been saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
We have no right. The woman at the well, she went in the middle of the day because she didn't want other people to be there. Why? Because she wasn't a very good woman. But did that make any difference to Jesus? Not a bit. Because brothers and sisters, we are all sinners. By nature, we were born in sin because of Adam's sin. We're born in sin.
Amen.
And there had to be an atoning sacrifice.
Amen.
And that was Jesus Christ. He came with him. He went to the cross. He gave his blood freely that we might live eternally.
Amen.
And for that, I'm eternally grateful.
Amen.
When the Lord gets done with me, I'm smart enough to quit. And I think the Lord is done with me. This time, I'm going to turn this service back over to y'all's good pastor and my good pastor.